Chapter 26. 20 minutes later, Jackson straightened up from the comms console. "Sorry, Colonel. Can't raise them."
"Try the diplomatic courts," Schumann suggested from a chair in the far corner. Hicks had forgotten he was in the room.
Jackson glanced at him, annoyed. "If they aren't responding to Mayday, Interplanetary, Interstellar, I doubt diplomacy will work." She studied the data scrolling on one of her screens. "Could be a hardware problem, bad transponders, or..."
She broke off, tapped a button below the screen.
"Well, found an outgoing transmission, military encryption, not diplomatic." She glanced at Schumann again. "And full of noise. Let me try filtering."
Her hands moved quickly over the console while she aimed the light pen on her cap at a screen on her left.
"They have anyone in the area to receive?" Rossetti asked, tensely.
Jackson turned the light pen on a screen to her right. "Not much that I can see. Automated mining unit on NC-313.
She paused.
"And a test module for a terraforming op on MV-43, but they're not transmitting directly to either one." She turned back to the first screen.
"Okay, guys, who are you talking to?" she murmured.
"Aha! Battlecruiser Nikolai Stoiko, about 4.5 hours out from Rodina. 4 if they push it."
Schumann got up and went over to her.
"Can we listen in?" he asked.
"Still running it through the detangler," Jackson replied.
"I swear, their transmission standards get worse all the time. Right now, it's still more mess than message. Give me a minute."
"What about us? Have we got anything in the area?"
Schumann said, sounding a bit plaintive. Jackson chuckled dryly.
"Not a lot. This being the off-season, as it were. There's the Kansas City. It's a colonial admin transport. Just sent her a Mayday. They'll get it in 10 hours, give or take. Best I can do, folks."
"Then we'll just have to hang on for 10 hours, Rossetti said. "When the Kansas City gets here, we'll abandon the station."
"No! We'll destroy the station," Hicks said. "We've got nukes, don't we?"
Rossetti shook his head. "No nukes. It would be a violation of the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. Our cooperation with the treaty is greatly appreciated by all concerned," he said sourly.
"No nukes, no problem."
Jackson's tone was bizarrely cheerful.
"We can override the safeguards on the fusion package. Baby Nova, big finish, hasta la pasta, and that's all, folks."
Rossetti's expression said he didn't like that idea. Hicks could all but see his mind working on arguments against it.
"If you're worried about the costs, they can bill us," Hicks chuckled.
"And it really is the only way to be sure," Bishop added. "This version of the alien isn't the same as the one on LV-426. It's added a whole new method of reproduction. Maybe more than one. There's no telling how many people at Anchor Point are already infected."
Rossetti frowned. "What do you suggest?" he asked Bishop.
Bishop looked at them solemnly. "The only way to stop this thing before it takes the next transport out and spreads to every inhabited planet is if we blow the fusion package. Now." Seconds passed in utter silence. Then Jackson cleared her throat.
"Did you just say now?" she asked warily.
"I thought you were programmed to protect human life," Hicks said.
"I am," Bishop said, as zen as ever. "I'm taking the long view."
"The long view?"
Hicks was trying to wrap his mind around that when Jackson's console chimed, making him jump. One of the screens displayed an array of ID photos.
"What's that?"
Hicks asked. "Missing persons, specifically missing op staff," Jackson said, aiming her light pen at an on-screen console. The photos shrank to make room for text. "I've been keeping track."
"People go missing here?" Hicks said, looking from her to Rossetti and back again. "I thought everyone had locator implants."
"Yeah, they do. Once in a while, a locator will malfunction, or some goofball shorts theirs out just for fun. Tully's signal disappeared while you were on your way back here."
"I don't think it's a prank."
Jackson's voice was grim.
"We just lost 3 more.
Two of them had been on cleanup in the tissue lab. The third lives with one of them. None of them were the merry prankster type. Makes a grand total of 25 and counting. Vanta cleaners in hazmat suits? Schumann asked. Of course, Jackson snapped, giving him another annoyed glance.
But it was already too late, Hicks said, more to himself. Tully and Wells had been discharged from Deacon Tam as clear. Who knows how many people each of them came into contact with? He turned to Rossetti. Damn it, Colonel, it's contagious.
Rossetti didn't look at him.
Send a Mayday to the Kansas City, he told Jackson.
What about the Mona Lisa? Hicks said. He was trying not to think about what Newt might wake up to on arrival at Gateway. The light pen drew a zigzag in the air as Jackson shook her head. The Mona Lisa's still in overdrive. It's got another 2 days before it reaches maximum acceleration, and it'll take about that long for a message to reach them. By then, they'll have passed the halfway point, so they won't have enough fuel to come back.
Would we even want them to? Schumann said.
They're carrying tissue samples.
If they even know that shit's on board, Hicks added, his voice bitter.
They know, Rossetti said sharply. I sent warnings to them and to Gateway. With video.
If Weapons Division didn't intercept them, Schumann said darkly, looking an accusation at Rossetti.
Finally, Jackson shouted. I've got the Rodina transmission. Our socialist space brothers speak at last.
Her head made quick little movements as she used the light pen on one of the console monitors. A large screen descended from a slot in the ceiling above the console, displaying multicolored static.
Like I said, their transmission standards get worse all the time. They never settle for mere excellence when crappy will do.
The static cleared, revealing a young woman reading from a tablet in Russian. Her features were a mix of Slavic and Mongol, and she was disheveled, with a dark smear on one high cheekbone and stains on her overalls, not all of them dry. Her voice was calm and matter-of-fact, but the way she clutched the tablet in both hands with her arms pressed tightly to her sides failed to hide her trembling.
Can we get this in English? Schumann asked.
Working on it? Jackson bent over the console, her head moving back and forth. Abruptly, a female voiceover cut in. Of progressive peoples, I repeat, I am Technician First Class Tatiana Luchuk. We regret that we must inform you of an unfortunate development in our laboratory. We have undertaken an experiment with genetic material harvested from a foreign military vessel traveling on a course that took it briefly within our borders, which made it subject to seizure and inspection.
She looked up for a moment with an expression that was both apologetic and defensive.
We attempted to clone cells from a xenomorph found aboard this spacecraft within the safety of a stasis unit to avoid contamination. Unfortunately, the stasis unit failed in the 15th hour. Modifications of the genetic structure have resulted in a subspecies variant to the original found aboard the Sulaco. This subspecies replicates more rapidly, much more rapidly. Due to circumstances beyond our control, we have been unable to sequence the genome, and so cannot say whether these modifications were those intended as part of the experiment or are spontaneous adaptations of the organism to a new environment. It has...
She paused and looked up, directly into the camera.
It has... taken... most of us, she said. We few who remain will not last long, but we wish to warn you, we... urge you, with utmost desperation, to terminate any experiments with this material, now.
She took a shaky breath.
You must destroy it, all of it, completely. It is impossible to contain or control. There is no protection, no immunity. Infection is absolute with a mortality rate of 100%.
The voice cut off as the image began to slide sideways and then went dark. For some unmeasured time, they were all silent. Then Jackson said,
That's our show for tonight, folks.
She looked around.
Anybody want to see it again to get the full effect of the cinematography?
Rossetti's face had lost all color. Hicks grabbed the nearest chair and placed it behind the man in case he collapsed.
She was just a tech, Jackson said. Hell, she looked like a school kid, and she had nobody backing her up.
I doubt there was anyone else left, Bishop said mildly.
The memory came to Hicks as vividly as a video, Newt running ahead of him through the air ducts on LV-426. The setting morphed into the Mona Lisa, with Newt crawling through maintenance access channels and air ducts, searching for a hiding place where the monsters couldn't get at her. "Hicks!" He came back to the present to see Jackson glaring at him. "I said, look at this!" She pointed at the hanging screen, now divided into four quadrants, all of them black. Hicks shook his head, bewildered. "These feeds are from the tunnels around the air scrubbers," she told him. "There's something covering the surveillance cams." Jackson did something with the controls and the sections lightened a little. Hicks could make out the curve of the tunnel walls and something with an irregular texture covering the tiles. "That's as good as I can get it," she said. Hicks moved closer to the screen. Jackson was talking about how she'd never seen anything like the stuff on the walls. Instead of telling her he had, he grabbed his rifle and a couple of cartridges out of the cache and left, barely aware of Jackson calling after him, wanting to know where the hell he was going.